Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, are also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when everybody looks at my life and goes, poor guy. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. I need what? Hearing aids? What? Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Here's one of the reasons why.
Entitled, you want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That makes sense to me. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Still the mystery question of the day. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? Because if you do, call us at 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. Either one of those numbers, which are the same number, will do. You know what we have? We have sound effects, and they're placed at the wrong time, and they got nothing to do with the show.
How many lines? This is your last chance. The gods are coming.
There are four lights!
There are four lights! Okay, what are we doing? We're taking your phone calls and more. By the way, just as a heads up, we might have Dr. Albert Mohler on the show. That would be pretty interesting regarding the Hobby Lobby decision. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Still evading the show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Now, I'm not a mathematician, but one thing I'm certain about is that zero means nothing. Zilch. Nada. I'm Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar, the nation's number one residential solar specialist. Every day, I talk to potential customers that are confused about our pledge to install solar panels on their homes for nothing out of pocket. They think there must be a catch or that they'll get a big bill later on. But at Varango Solar, zero really does mean zero. Nothing out of pocket doesn't mean money from your purse or a debit from your bank account. Nope. At Varango Solar, zero means zero. All you pay is a new electric rate that's lower than what you pay today. And unlike your electric company, our rates are guaranteed and locked in. At Varango, the O means zero down. Call us today to see if you qualify.
Call Varango Solar at 800-481-3400. 800-481-3400. That's 800-481-3400.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Doesn't the sound of no monthly mortgage payments give you a sense of financial peace of mind? How about being able to convert the equity in your home into tax-free cash? It almost sounds too good to be true, right? Well, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage. No better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Now, there are changes coming, but if we act today, no need to worry about those changes. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of Aramco, the Aramco Group, and he's one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. You're invited to join him and Aramco at the beautiful Tom Hams Lighthouse in San Diego, July 17th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Don't put this off. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
One of my greatest joys is seeing the transition in the students coming in. The students that hardly knew their name and didn't know how to spell it. Seeing them become young adults that have discipline and that have marketable skills is a tremendous joy. In our classrooms, every student has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential. And for us, that's fantastic. No child is going to fall through the cracks. We had one of our students accepted into Harvard as an 11th grader. And in her first semester there, she received straight A's. Another graduate just received his MBA last month from the University of Phoenix. This same gentleman just received the highest score of more than 100 applicants for a position with the City of Coronado. And for us, that's fantastic.
Right now, South Bay Christian Academy is offering KPRZ listeners $1,000 off annual tuition just for mentioning K-Praise. So call today and schedule your free tour. Call South Bay Christian Academy at 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600 or visit southbaychristianacademy.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Coming to you. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting, our very good friends Tom and Brittany. That was me kind of singing, but not really. All right, here's a couple things you need to know. So this is kind of one of those big important elements. Current Solar Contracting, family owned and operated for over 20 years. I just met with Tom. I mean, we were just talking like 25 minutes ago. Just talking about different things. You know what? They have had a chance to meet some of our people that listen to the radio show. And he's like, dude, they're your people that listen, they're great. I was like, that is so nice to hear that the people that he meets with, like that are coming from the David Spoon Experience, they're like great. I love that. Current Solar Contracting, family owned and operated, which means they're not so small they can't get the job done. Not so big they forget your name. You don't just go to a call center, folks. You talk to the owners. That's what you want. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an unprecedented level of satisfaction for their service. Here's the big thing. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. So what you do, you call Current Solar Contracting. They come to your house. They do one of these analytical whatever. You know that word's a big fancy word, isn't it? Analytical evaluation. They do an analytical solar evaluation on your utility usage. And basically what they find out is, can you get into this system for free, yes or no? And if you can, okay, then it's a deal maker. And then instead of paying $250 a month for your electricity, you pay $20 a month, $25, $30 a month. Come on, that's a smoking deal.
Dave, I just want to say, as these informational messages come out, I'm glad to let the people know that they're being able to know what this company actually does.
Did you just use what as a what?
I did.
Like what this company knows? Like a light bulb what?
This company
electricity?
Knows what they're doing. Very shocking.
I'm gonna shine the sun right in on that. Just so I can make sure that we know exactly what we're talking about. Because if you want to get your solar system...
Hey, don't amp out on me, okay?
Okay. You want to get your solar system in order. 619-272-0303. It's a good thing we're sci-fi guys. 619-272-0303. You can also go to currentsd.com. That's currentsd.com. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, and they will give you absolutely nothing extra. But, hey, at least you get something. Wait a minute. What? Okay. Quick check of the weather. Awesome. Give me a weather thing. Let's make sure we get this because I want to do it. Give me the weather. Can I do the weather? Am I qualified to do the weather?
Are you sure you've had experience as weatherman?
Of course we're experienced. Don't we look like weathermen?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's the weather report. Ready? We've never done it this way before. Get ready. Okay, here we go. The weather outside? It's awesome!
Shocking.
It's shocking. Oh. Awesome! No, it's awesome.
Positively shocking.
No, it's awesome. The weather is awesome. Did you like that? It was a little bit of Abbott. Hey, Abbott. It's awesome.
I'm still going off the whole amp thing.
Okay.
Come on. I threw in James Bond.
You're really juiced today, aren't you? I'm telling you. All right, let's talk about the big news of the day. Everybody knows what it is. Try not to hide it.
I'm not going to hide that the Dodgers are now tied with the Giants in first place. There's no hiding
about
that.
You know, when Hobby Lobby took on the Supreme Court, let me tell you what they did. They were saying, we believe that a citizen of the United States, based on how the Constitution has been set up and how we've been running as a country, has the right to a freedom of religious expression. And we believe that the government is trampling upon our understanding of our approach to these freedoms. Let me just say this real quickly. People are trying to make this whole Supreme Court case about contraception provisions. Absolute lie. It's a lie. Hobby Lobby is providing 16 of 20 birth control forms. They oppose 4 because they believe they are abortion-oriented. And so they brought that case to the United States Supreme Court. Here's what absolutely blows my mind. I cannot believe that the 4 liberal justices took a stand against religious freedom over that provision to provide women with abortion-styled, employer-paid-for drugs versus the expression of Hobby Lobby's owners' own faith. What they're saying basically is your faith, your religious position, the 4 that voted against it, or that voted away from Hobby Lobby, your faith is not as important as our women in our country having the ability to abort a baby. That's what they're saying. I just can't imagine the founding fathers saying, let's have a country and let's build it on the basis of freedom of abortion. That is so pathetic to me. It's so disheartening that those 4 voted that way. It tells me that for years to come, the next 20, 30 years, going to be very, very hard on Christians. Going to be, because you're going to see those 4, or especially 3 of them, really vote against any kind of religious freedom and for a societal god, a governmental god. And that, my folks, is horrible. But in the meantime, I will say it is a small element of rejoicing that the Supreme Court got this one right. It is true it was 5-4, but praise the Lord, at least they got it right. At least they'll be, I'm not as concerned as the, what Obamacare will happen, this will happen. I'm not convinced of any of that. What I am concerned about is that there is just a continual attack on faith everywhere you go, and perhaps this is the grace of God giving us some extra time. You know, some extra time to pray, some extra time to repent, some extra time to seek him as a nation, so maybe we can have some redemption, an opportunity to teach our kids about Jesus Christ, an opportunity to raise up a generation that will know him, that will follow him, and that will honor him. It's just one of those things where I understand what the ruling is. I'm happy about the ruling. I'm super concerned about religious freedoms coming in the next 30 years being completely diminished. And all I'm saying is I think it's God giving us just a few extra years to teach our kids about having a relationship with God as a nation. Because a nation that has God as the Lord is blessed, and one that does not have him is not.
I think you hit it spot on, Dave. We've been looking at kind of the down spiral of religious freedoms for a while, and now it kind of seems like it's let up a little bit, but it doesn't mean it's not going to end, and we just got extra time.
Yeah, we have some extra time. I don't think people realize that 5-4 split, the most disgusting part about that is you can count on every religious fight for religious freedoms that comes before the courts over the next 15, 20 years, for at least 3 of them, the vote's going against religious freedom. It's like no matter what. So you better, it's just something to be aware of, but we do have some time to get to work and to do our best to train our kids up in the way that they should go, and hopefully that generation can do a better job than this generation has done. Because this generation
has not done that well at all.
I got to say. And so I'm really happy that the Hobby Lobby ruling says, look, if that's a breach of your conscience, if your religious freedom is fringed upon, that is not the way it's supposed to go. And I will tell you this, the way that the executive branch of the government has tried to run over the legislator and the judicial branch, I praise the Lord in our system that the judicial branch at least hold back some of the insanity that our king has been operating under. because it's just insane.
He operates like a king. He does.
Well, that's the problem. See, it's supposed to be checks and balances. Let me say this real quickly. It's supposed to be checks and balances. Wait, this is the line, and you want to, hey, Noah, you want to write this line. You want to tag this line. Ready? It's supposed to be checks and balances, President Barack Obama, not just writing checks. It's supposed to be checks and balances, not just writing checks. Okay? Got to pull it back, man. Got to pull it back. Too much authority, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's why we have three different branches. You know, it's really, somebody needs to take a government class. That's fine. A civics class, that'd be good. Okay? Judicial, executive, legislative. They're supposed to keep each other in check. And don't say, well, what if one of them's not doing too bad? The whole premise is that it's supposed to operate that way. And if they don't function the right way, people vote them out and people vote new people in. That's how it goes. Nobody gets to seize full control. That's one of the ways that our country was established from a governmental point of view. So I praise the Lord that we got that break. I believe it's a time break. I believe we need to utilize that time to strengthen our generation that's coming. We need to be aware of the fight, but do not be blind. Our religious freedoms are at a high level of attack. And when they tell you, you can't use that Bible because that's hate speech, like Redskin, like Washington Redskin, just like ESPN's gone on another, you know, nut job kind of thing for their whole, oh, everything Washington Redskins, evil. Everybody's going to say soon enough, everything in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, evil. And they're going to take away that religious freedom of your Bible. And then we'll see what you think. We got to watch it, man. I'm telling you right now, it's a small victory. It's a short victory. But instead of gloating, we need to be repenting, praising God, and asking for strength, the ability to move on and to keep the fight going. Otherwise, you're going to be big trouble. Okay? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, believe it or not, we're going to do a DDD and then come back to Hobby Lobby.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Most people do want to be good stewards.
This is Wise Counsel with Larry and Judy Copenbarger.
Most people really want to be proactive rather than reactive. They want to be planners, but they don't know where to start. And I think that's where our gifting comes in, where we can help people understand simply their current location and their ultimate destination. Just like you punch in your GPS and the systems and the metrics and the processes that we have are invaluable for our people. The feedback that we get is that their life is so much more peaceful and so much more simple when they have a plan.
Larry and Judy Copenbarger invite you to call and meet them personally. You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. Call for your no obligation appointment today. 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. 888-738-3184.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life, everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Liberals seek government bans on therapeutic help for people who want to change from gay to straight. At the same time, they want government sponsorship for radical surgery to change people from male
to female. This is the height of hypocrisy. Yes, therapy will often fail at transforming someone's sexual orientation, but surgery will always fail at changing someone's gender. Dr. Paul McHugh, former chief psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins University, writes that sex change is biologically impossible and cites several long-term studies suggesting that so-called gender reassignment surgery often harms patients far more than it helps them. No, government shouldn't ban the procedure, but shouldn't use taxpayer money to sponsor it either. By the same token, government shouldn't fund controversial reparative therapy to suppress homosexual inclinations, but it shouldn't ban it for those who seek such help. I'm Michael Medved.
The daily inside analysis and clarity in the townhall.com commentary comes to you from the Salem Radio Network.
Hi, Mark Larson from Monta Vista Village Senior Living Community. Experience the best of senior living at half price right now. That's right. KPRZ is teaming up with Monta Vista Village, offering two residents half price for their entire first year of living. Now, right now, they're offering a studio apartment normally $2,690 per month, now only $1,345 a month for an entire year. Or a one-bedroom apartment normally $3,430 a month, now only $1,715. This includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, and tons of fun activities, Tai Chi, pedaling, and function fit classes, so much to do, more than 50 activities a week. Each resident lives in a cottage-style apartment building opening to an outdoor patio and beautifully manicured private grounds and gardens. Only two half-price spots available, so call today. Don't miss out. Experience the best of senior living at half price. Call Monta Vista Village. Mention the half-price deal today. 619-465-1331 or MontaVistaVillage.com.
At Lexus El Cajon, they are tagging them all. All vehicles will be clearly marked during the red, white, and ready to roll sales event. Shop and compare and find out why Lexus El Cajon delivers just minutes away from Mission Valley. Go to LexusElCajon.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Okay, that's enough. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. So we just got word. Now, we were going to have Dr. Albert Moeller on. He's not going to be able to join us, neither Dr. Russell Moore, just because they're busy. So we are going to have our own Russell Shubin come on at 3 o'clock. Russell's in charge of Christian Outlook, so that's kind of a big deal for Salem. But so Russell's the main guy. He's going to come in and join us at 3 o'clock on the spot. So until we get back to that, to the Hobby Lobby element, which we'll discuss on and off, I want to open up this phone line to give you a chance to express how you feel, what's going on. And some of you are like, hey, Dave, I could care less. Don't lie. Some of you don't care. I mean, just be honest. Just say, yeah, I don't care. If you have a kind of an insight on that, call 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473. If you want to talk about the Hobby Lobby case, or you agree or disagree with me, and in my position that I think that it's an element of extended grace before I think it gets worse. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong, and I'm not always right. I mean, my wife...
I don't think you are on this one. I think you're spot on.
No, I mean, I could tell you, my wife tells me I'm not always right. My sons tell me I'm not always right. My dog tells me I'm not always right.
I don't know what they're talking about. Dave, you're right at least 2 out of 10 times here on the David Spoon Experience.
Right. You tell me I'm not always right. Ohio State Ron says I'm not right. Professor X, hey, come to think of it, the only person that tells me I'm always right, I don't know who that is.
Ready? Aim!
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I want to say real quickly, for those that do not remember what I told you about Soufriez and E. coli termite and pest control, if you want to give your pastor a gift, now that's, you don't have to, but why wouldn't you if you have the opportunity? Go to termitelady.com. termitelady.com and put your pastor's name in. On July 17th, they're going to pull a pastor's name, and that pastor is going to win a very nice gift from E. coli, termite, and pest control. But the only way to enter the pastor in there is for you to go to termitelady.com and put the pastor's name in there. Okay, and then they're going to pull the gift, and they'll contact, and then bam, bam, and then bam, 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 bam. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So that's kind of nice. I think people should consider doing that. It's nice to do things for the past. Pastors, you know, they do get some appreciation, but let me tell you what they also get. I can tell you this, being a former pastor, they get grief. Let me tell you, every little wrong, you know, how could you let that woman sing? Did you see how the usher's breath was the other day? No, I didn't smell it. He smelled like it was garlic. Okay. I can't, you know. It's one of those things where you can't cover everything, folks. Even if you want to, you kind of can't. You can't cover everything. Okay. All right, here we go. All right, we're going to do our this is a very cool one. What's our time frame? What do I got, like 5 minutes?
For you, sir, and only for you, you have 6 minutes here on the David Spoon Experience.
Okay, watch this. Okay, you want one that's kind of deep? Because some of our DDDs lately have been deep. And I will say we got some major, major response to us sharing on Friday from my experience. We would just want to thank everybody that responded. We thought that was beneficial and believe that was a blessing for everybody to participate in. And we will be sharing more. In fact, I may on Wednesday share something I have never, ever publicly shared before, which is like, I'm just praying about it. I get nervousy kind of about it, but it has to do with a carjacking situation. It's very kind of intense. Anyway, so yes, intense out. Yes, I know. Camping.
Deep.
Yeah.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
I'm not talking to you. Okay, here we go. Here is the thing that I want to say. This is really a very simple yet very important portion. It's called. It doesn't really have a title. I'm sorry to tell you, it doesn't have. I'm sorry. It has a kind of a title. Okay, how about this? Is the title? Use it legitimately. Use it legitimately. Is that a title? You can use that as a title, right? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. And this is rather important in lieu of what we talked about on Friday and how people can be in pastoral positions and abuse that authority. This is a rather important portion. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. And it says this. Now we know that the law is good provided one uses it legitimately. Now we know that the law is good provided one uses it legitimately. Let's understand this. The law is good. The word of God is good. God's teachings and God's truths, they are good. Now watch this. If it is used legitimately. Now, what do you mean? What does that mean? That means that all these people that are coming down the pike in these last, months. Oh, you listen, LGBT, it's in the Bible. No, it's not. No. Yeah, wait. It's true. Jesus never said he was the Messiah. Yes, he did. No, it doesn't say anything about relationships that have to be pure. Yes, it does. It doesn't mention anything about having to be married. Yes, it does. You see, it's all these people are trying to take bits and pieces of the word and trying to justify a new position. And what they do is they take a portion of a word or a portion of a scripture and then they try to use it to legitimize. Okay, that is not using the law legitimately. Do you understand the difference? And I'm going to show you the ultimate example and to show you so you can see how often it happens. But here's the bottom line. If you have a scripture that says Judas hung himself, and then you use another scripture, go and do likewise. You can say, see, the Lord tells you to go hang yourself. You see, you can't do that. That's what I'm talking about right there. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about abusing the word, taking the word bits and pieces so you can make your message. It's like, no, that's not okay. So let's see how the best example of how that happened. You ready for the best example? Okay. Matthew 4, 5 through 7. Just Matthew. You don't have to give it all. Just Matthew 4, 5 through 7. Listen to this. Satan used the word of God against Jesus. But did he use it legitimately? The enemy tried to use the word to get Jesus to lose the balance of all scripture and just concentrate on a portion and that out of context. So let's see what we're talking about. Matthew chapter 4, verse 5 through 7. The devil took him to the holy city, had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will give his angels order concerning you, and they will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Hey, guess what, folks? That's a real scripture. That's a real passage. But Jesus said this. Jesus told him, it is also written, do not test the Lord your God. So what the devil tried to do is get him to use a portion of scripture which would have breached another portion of scripture. And Jesus' response, and this should be your response in everything, it is also written. Because that means that there's balance in the book, that you're using all of scripture, not some of scripture. And people that use the word of God in an illegitimate fashion try to do so to bolster their cause, but they use it in an illegitimate fashion. Anybody who tells you scripture forbids you to eat meat is doing exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what they do. It's like, nope, doesn't work. Well, you don't understand this passage in the Old Testament. Hey, I know the difference between the phrase Old Covenant and New Covenant. Do you? Because I do. I know the difference between old and new. I'm not a dummy. So the bottom line is the word of God, the law of God is good if it's used legitimately. And Jesus's response to define that is to make sure you have the, it is also written in your heart. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're looking at a few other stories. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Celebrate the 4th with big savings at Smart & Final. Through July 4th, sweet seedless watermelons are only $2.99 each. And get big 32 to 40 ounce packs of Hoffy Beef Franks for only $5.99 each at Smart & Final.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Honey, do we have any extra blood to give?
Why?
Because I just got our electric bill and we can't afford it.
Maybe we should look into solar.
How do you look into solar?
Well, I heard that Current Solar will come to your home and do a free review on whether solar can help us or not.
Yeah, well, how much does it cost?
Free, honey. It's free.
Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business with people that are partners, not just client lists. So here's what you need to do. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system with your installation when you mention KPRZ. How cool or warm, whatever.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scanabody's Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. You can easily get over $400 your first month of donating and over $5,200 your first year. Plasma's as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to DonatePlasmaNow.com. That's DonatePlasmaNow.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, as you know, we purchased our property out at Singing Hills a long time ago, more than 10 years ago, and the property has gone up in value. I love having it just out of sight, out of mind, so the family won't have to deal with it. Hopefully, I won't have to use it for a long time. But here's the thing. It's the smart thing to do, and it's so easy, so comforting when people come out, take a tour, and talk with you. But right now, there's some savings incentives, too, here during the summer.
There is, Mark. If you come in and you mention this ad, we will up through the end of July, we will go ahead and include the second interment right on a single space, which that would be a 2-for-1.
Yeah. Find out more all about it. There's some great savings now for a limited time here during the summer. Singing Hills Memorial Park. Call Tony. Go out and take a tour. Find out more. 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000. 619-444-3000.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And then also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... There we go.
Yeah.
All right, we're not giving a traffic report because we already did that. We're giving a weather report, giving a traffic report. You want to hear the traffic report? Here it is.
Dave, I live for traffic reports.
Well, my view is getting worse and worse.
At darn construction.
Yeah. So right now I can see the road. There it is. That is your traffic report.
Okay. Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
That's right. We don't need roads. All right, folks. We have our own Russell Schumann going to be coming out at 3 o'clock so we can discuss the Hobby Lobby. You know, I wonder how they can. The only thing that bothers me, can I say this? I can't say it when Russell's on because he'll get upset and then I'll get a letter from corporate.
Letter from corporate. Not
yeah,
a good
no.
Thing.
It's just, you know, like the whole thing is like, you know, the argument here, and I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to say it and I might get in trouble for it, but whatever, you know. So the whole thing is that it's like the biggest deal in the world is all about, you know, women having birth control. And I'm just like, I know many women. I have a wonderful, I mean, I have a very special relationship with my wife, but I know many women. I have very a large amount of friends. I do not know a single one in my pre- or my post-Christian element where all they do is sit around and talk about the great need for contraceptions. It's never, ever.
It's not a water cooler
ever.
Topic.
It's so bizarre. It's like the way that the government treats it, it's like all of these women do nothing but have sex. There's nothing else they do. In fact, it's so funny that it's Hobby Lobby because it seems like for these women, the hobby apparently is just having sex and using contraceptives. I just don't understand how it could be that humanity has allowed itself to be diagnosed and determined as a bunch of rabbits. How did that happen? What happened to human? To talk about human dignity, I guess when you're willing to kill in the womb, it's easy to undignify the rest of all the elements of life. It's just like, you know, if you've got a 14-year-old and she's having sex, you know who should go to jail? Her parents. How could you let your 14-year-old have sex?
I mean, you ain't paying attention to doing your job.
I mean, what do you got to be kidding me? I mean, you've got to. Well, they're out of control.
I have a couple words for you. The first thing would be, gosh, take their cell phone away and see if parenting could actually be functional. I mean, is that weird? You know? Oh, but my kids, the kids control everything. Apparently, you've not read the Old Testament often. And then, in fact, it should be this way. The parents are in charge until the kid is on their own. You know,
when they're 18, then they make their own decisions.
Yeah, I mean, my kids were out younger. I was out younger, but when I went independent, yeah. I had everything taken care of. I was acting like a mature adult. They're not going to act the way it's like, wow. And you got to say something. You know, there's a blame and a non-blame. And I got to say, because there's a blame to this to me because, you know, people are blaming the schools for doing a lot of the teachings. But it is more true that the schools are teaching more because the parents maybe aren't teaching as much, so then the school thinks it has its responsibility. And I don't disagree that the school has a sense of responsibility. I think there's a certain element to that. But if a parent is when something was going on with my son and he was going to school, I was at the principal's office.
Yeah, the scary thing now, Dave, though, is that they have the government getting more involved with the schooling, and so they actually are telling the parents that don't worry, they will take care of it. You don't need to worry about it.
I just don't understand that.
Backwards.
It's I guess what I'm mystified about is how does everything revolve around contraception? I mean, how's that possible? What kind of society, when did we become like that? You know, it's like, you know, there's a statistic. Now, this is true. There's a statistic that like a man has a sexual thought every 1.4 seconds of, you know, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. I can guarantee you when you're driving down the road and there's a policeman behind you and you're thinking you're about to get busted. So you're like going 80, then you're going like 77, then you're going like 73.
I promise you,
you're not thinking about sex. You're thinking about, don't want this ticket. Don't want this ticket. Don't want to pay. Don't want to pay. That's what, it's just the way that they make it sound. Or when you're watching Michigan and Ohio State, okay, so let's use something. When you're watching the Padres, and the Padres have bases loaded, and it's two outs, and they have a chance to win, and that guy, come on. You got to give some love somewhere. And they got that chance to win. You're not thinking of anything else but win. I mean, you're for your team. You're rooting. That's why you're there. You're not thinking about contraceptives, and you're not thinking about having. What is this that people not, think
the bases
this
are loaded and the 3-2 pitch? Oh, wait, I got to think about sex. Hang on. No. Yeah,
in other words, what I want to know from the government is that all you people in government do because you don't do any work? Is that all you do is think about sex? Is that what you do
Obama
then?
Obama does golf a lot.
I don't know what that means.
It means he's not in the office a lot.
I'm just saying it's so absurd. At some point, somebody just has to go, look it, you're a human being. Act like one. You know, all these things like, well, we should have this and we should have, hey, life's not all about that. You know, if that's all life was about, are you kidding? That's so ridiculous. And so I get upset about that because I think it's bizarre. I think it's unnecessary, and I think it's way overkill. I mean, you're going to tell me, I got to tell you, people don't just sit there and think that. I mean, I do my best to think as much as I can about the kingdom of God, and in that I am truly weak. I am truly insufficient. But I just am amazed that every conversation, everything that we talk about has to do with sex and contraceptives. It's like, what? What? Hey, I got an idea. Get a hobby. Don't make it prostitution. How about that? Make it something that's healthy for your life. Read a book. Wow.
Reading.
Reading. It's fundamental. I mean, come on. And now that you know, it's like, come on. And see, the problem is that they let us be defined this way. And we don't say anything.
Well, we don't stand up.
Yeah, we should be like going, wait, that's not all we think about. We also think about crummy government. It's like, you know, you're not doing your job. Hey, not feeling safe. How about that? I'm feeling that. If you live on a border town, you're like going, that's definitely not what I'm thinking about, how close I can get to my gun.
Hey, like, Mr. President, how are those approval ratings doing?
Yeah, you know, I have this weird feeling. Can I tell you this? I'm going to tell you this. I don't think any president, any two-term president's going to be, anybody's going to be happy with them all the way through. I think those days are probably.
I agree with you, but this one is going especially sour.
I'm just not sure why. It's almost like there's these phony campaigns and phony wars and phony. Is this to take our minds off the fact that
yes,
the gas is $5 a gallon?
Yes.
That's really kind of what's really irritating. You know, gas is $5 a gallon and a steak is more money and chicken is more money and fish is more money. And wait, for all you vegans and so on and so forth, vegetables are more money. Food is more money. So food and gas and clothing and places to live, domiciles, rental places and purchase places, that's all more money.
You
everything
heard it here first
we want.
The David Spoon Experience. Next is taxing on air.
Is everything about it's money. Right now, I can tell you right now, I got to put gas in my car. I'm more upset about the $4.69 a gallon than I am anything else. It's like, well, no, all you're thinking about is contraceptives. No, I'm not. Listen, I had three kids. They're all older. I'm done. I don't care.
For all you Bush haters out there, and this is just a point of reference, when Bush left office, we often say it on our sister station, KCBQ, the day he left office, gas was $1.83.
Now, isn't that sad that I long for the days of $1.83?
Yeah.
You guys remember? Well, you might not remember, but Ohio State Ron will remember this. Remember when gas was 19 cents, 24 cents, 25 cents? It was back in the day.
Ron says 24.9.
Yep. Man, oh man. Hey, here's a thought, okay? Instead of all of that garbage being all that occupies our mind, which reminds me of Occupy Wall Street, just a bunch of people getting together on a park saying, we don't like anybody's anything anywhere anyhow. Okay, that was helpful. How about this? How about we focus in on this? Instead of all that stuff, let's focus in on as a nation repenting before the Lord, asking for forgiveness, seeking the righteousness of God, allowing his prophets to speak to us. I mean, allowing anything to speak to us that comes from the Lord, hearing him when he speaks in circumstance, in dream, through other people's, whatever. I don't even care. How about we just hunger for the Lord? How about we seek God? How about as a nation, we get hungry for God? We don't make it all about one two-minute element where we all pray. We make a continual covenant to seek God. And then let that be first and foremost, and let everything else be added unto us. Because we seek God and his righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. Hey, that's a good principle. Why don't we use that for the country? Let's seek God and let everything else be added unto us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to do our Facebook post, which is a really good one. And then at the top of the hour, Russell Shubin.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
KPRZ is proud to announce the newest school participating in half-price tuition is Maranatha Christian Schools High School. For over 5 years,
What? Who?
Yes, Maranatha Christian Schools.
You mean the Maranatha Christian Schools? High academic standards, beautiful campus, great athletic fields, Christian biblical worldview? That Maranatha Christian Schools?
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, pretty cool.
KPRZ welcomes Maranatha Christian Schools High School as the newest participant in KPRZ Half Price Tuition. To learn more about this great opportunity at one of the region's leading schools, call KPRZ now, today, right now, at 858-535-1210 or visit us online at kprz.com. Call KPRZ now at 858-535-1210 or kprz.com. Maranatha Christian Schools and KPRZ, a truly exceptional opportunity for you and your family.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze from Ecola Termite and Pest Control. People know me as the Termite Lady. I'm giving away a free pest control service to a pastor here in the Southland. Maybe your pastor. Just log on to termitelady.com and enter your pastor to win. There's no gimmick, nothing to buy. It's just my way of giving back to a pastor who gives so much to so many. So log on to termitelady.com and submit your pastor's name. We'll announce the winner July 17th. A free pest control service for a pastor here in the Southland. A nice gift from you and my honor to provide it. Because our pest control uses family-friendly, pet-friendly methods to keep the bugs out. Log on to termitelady.com and for your own pest control, call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Terms and conditions posted at termitelady.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. So at the top of the hour, we're going to have our very own Russell Shubin on. We're going to be discussing Hobby Lobby again and the ramifications of the decision and maybe even how Christians should act or respond in lieu of the decision. Because the decision, although a positive one, most certainly, is not the end of by any means of what we're trying to reestablish in our own country. And that is a sense of religious freedom that the government does not step upon and determine as to what levels it can or cannot go. So we're going to discuss that a little bit more at length with Russell. Before we get to Russell, between now and then, I'd like to do the Facebook post. We'll skip the music to make sure that we have the opportunity to share it. This particular Facebook post is coming out of Luke chapter 1, verse 74. So that's Luke chapter 1, verse 74. We don't often do Luke 1, and this is our opportunity to do so, and we will right now. So here's what it says. To rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve God without fear. And that's an interesting portion. I want you to catch this. To rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve God without fear. The other day, the wife and I were watching a movie, and it was really something else because in the movie, the gentleman said, I believe in God. My friend believes in God, and he says, so he is afraid. He said, I simply believe in God. It's an interesting concept to understand God and then to serve him with fear or without fear. But the Lord doesn't want your life to be wrapped up in fear as it is connected to him. Now, there's a lot of people that teach and a lot of different groups that teach that everything you do before the Lord, you know, you better be careful. You know, God's got that big hockey stick up there and he's going to hit you right in the head with it if you make a mistake. You know what? You don't have to serve the Lord that way. That's wrong. You don't have to serve God in a fear, in a trembling that immobilizes you. You can serve God without fear. Now, you can't serve him without reverence. We're talking about a different kind of fear, a terror or a terrorizing fear. You can serve God in awe and appreciation and in worship, but you can also serve him without a trembling, without a terror, without fear of God. Just as soon as you make a mistake, he's going to beat you up. Listen, that's not what great parenting is. And there's no better parent than God. He is the best and the ultimate father of all parents. And in him, we have a freedom to serve him without fear, with a confidence that as we're doing the best that we can do unto him, he will not just bless us, but he will guide us. And when we make a mistake, he will direct us. And we do something foolish, he will help us. We have a freedom to serve God and to serve him without fear. And when everybody tries to, you know, it's one thing to preach a fire and brimstone message to have somebody understand maybe the depths and the scariness of hell itself. It's another thing to think that when you're walking with God, that you have to walk with one hand over your head cowering like he's going to beat you. That's ridiculous. That's not God. He enables us to serve him without fear, without pulling back, without cowering away. You ever talk about, people talk about dogs and when they're abused from time to time, if you lift your hand up to pet them in the head, they see your hand and they kind of run or they cower. That's how some people serve God. And they think God's going to smack them. Hey, if he wants to discipline you, he can discipline you. He doesn't have to lift his hand and smack you across the face that way. He knows how to be a perfect parent. And when he does discipline, he does it for your sake, not for his sake. Unlike us, who parent sometimes out of general frustration. Here's the bottom line. Rescues us from the hand of our enemies and enables us to serve him without fear. You can serve God in faith, in confidence, without being afraid. You don't have to be afraid in serving God, okay? All right, we're going to take our break, come back. We got Russell Shubin coming in. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.